brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, broadcasting worldwide to millions of freedom lovers on a planetary scale. I salute everyone that's here today and everyone taking action and everyone forcing the Bilderberg crime meeting out into the open. I salute everyone who wants to be free. Yeah! All right, we got Paul Watson and Rob Dew in studio. I'm going to throw it to them for about 20 minutes, and I'll be back with some reports. And I'm going to try to, I know Webster Tarpley's in the house. We're going to drag him on air for a little while and talk to Burmese and a bunch of other people that are here. A lot of great folks here. It's amazing. Back to Paul Watson.
That's Alex Jones live in Chantilly, Bilderberg, 2012. We're just going through the member list and some of the ramifications of that. I believe we got Rob Dew back in the studio. Rob, are you there? Don't have Rob Dew yet. Rob Dew will be coming in shortly, but I'm going through the list again. And as I said a while ago, Mitch Daniels, the governor of Indiana, of course, we had all this speculation about Marco Rubio being the potential VP pick for Mitt Romney. This stemmed from a Washington Post article written by veteran 30-year columnist Al Kamen, in which he referenced John Edwards' 2004 attendance at the Bilderberg meeting in Stresa, Italy, where he gave a impressive, to the Bilderberg members, foreign policy speech. And even as the campaign vehicles were all being labelled with Kerry Gephardt stickers, they in fact changed it at the last minute after Edwards' Bilderberg performance, and Edwards became the VP pick. Again, in 2008, James A. Johnson, who is there right now in Chantilly attending once again, he selected Barack Obama's running mate, and of course, back in 2004, John Edwards ran with John Kerry, who again is in attendance today. So there was speculation about Rubio being the potential VP, but we've actually got Mitch Daniels in attendance, the governor of Indiana. There was a story out of The Ticket from a few days ago. Mitch Daniels dismisses Romney Veep talk. It won't happen. Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels, who offered a tepid endorsement of Mitt Romney only after the Republican primaries, pushed back hard against the idea that he'll be chosen as Romney's running mate. And basically, they've all said that. Rubio said it. A number of the other potential VP candidates have said it. But it's just interesting that Mitch Daniels is at Bilderberg because they have a history of having a hidden hand influence in the US presidential election. So we'll wait to see what develops from that. Of course, Rubio's already attended numerous foreign policy speeches in the weeks leading up to Bilderberg, so we'll see what becomes of that. Again, we've got the full official attendee list on prisonplanet.com. We've also got sneering MSNBC anchor, I'm way too lazy to research Bilderberg. And this is a confrontation by Luke Radowski of We Are Change, in which he talks to Lawrence O'Donnell, MSNBC host. And it's just amazing to see the sneering arrogance of O'Donnell. He doesn't even know what Bilderberg is. When Luke tells him, he says, oh, that can't have any importance because I don't know what it is. Because like he's so high and mighty that anything that doesn't enter his consciousness just doesn't exist. And basically Luke schools him on it. And O'Donnell just proves how pathetically ignorant he is, just like the rest of the mainstream media, in not only failing to cover Bilderberg, but not even knowing what the organization is. So again, it goes back to the fact that the Washington Post publisher is in the meeting. It's a meeting of 120 global power brokers, most influential people on the planet. You know, Eric Schmidt, Google, LinkedIn, Facebook, Airbus, HSBC, Barclays, all of them, along with US politicians. And not a peep, one Washington Times story broke the US media blockade, and basically nothing else. The Huffington Post done a story on it, but when you're talking about, you know, the alphabet agency, news agencies, ABC, MSNBC, absolutely nothing. And it's pathetic. We're going to go to break soon, and we're going to come back with more breaking Bilderberg news and also go back to Alex at Ground Zero. Stay tuned.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control. Your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guarantee.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're back. It's Bilderberg 2012. It's the Alex Jones Show at Infowars.com, and you can watch the live Ustream right there on the front page at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're just talking about some of the attendees. Obviously, we've got the full official attendee list for Bilderberg 2012, and on there appears a certain Mitch Daniels, governor of Indiana. He's been mooted as a potential VP for Mitt Romney, and he's there meeting at Bilderberg 2012. Bilderberg has a history of grooming vice presidential candidates. And now we're going to talk to Rob Dew, who's got some more information on Mitch Daniels, governor of Indiana. Rob, go ahead.
That's right, Paul. Thanks a lot. And I just want to say it's a beautiful scene out there with all those people. I wish I could be there, but I'm happy to be right here. And there's Burmese right there. Anyway, 87 to 90, Mitch Daniels led the right-wing think tank Hudson Institute, which was funded by pharmaceutical giant Eli Lilly and Company. And then he left Hudson for an executive position at Eli Lilly, where he rose to the position of senior vice president for corporate strategy before leaving in 2001, here's the revolving door, to head George W. Bush's Office of Management and Budget. Okay, so here we have a guy who's very unimposing looking. He looks like a second-tier guy. He looks like vice president material. He kind of reminds you of Dan Quayle, who comes from the same state. And, you know, he's real small, kind of has a comb over, very unimposing. But you know what? He's going to sneak up behind you and shoot you up with some Thimerosal, because if you don't remember, one of the companies that developed Thimerosal was Eli Lilly. So there we go. You can expect more vaccines if for more problems if you have Mitch Daniels getting in as the vice president. I also noticed some other people on here, some media people that need to be questioned. Peggy Noonan, author and columnist of the Wall Street Journal. Okay, and also Charlie Rose. Okay, he does all those interviews, really nice, in dark lights, talking to all those people about so many problems that they have to face every year. You know, he's going to be there. So I wonder if he will answer questions about Bilderberg. I wonder if he'll even mention that it exists. We've had Luke Radowski. I guess We Are Change is issuing one confrontation an hour off their Facebook site, and then they're going to put it on their YouTube site. So they're going to be sending out all kinds of stuff. It's really good to see these people pop in. Here's the list over here if you want to pop in on that. Richard Pearl, that's another one. He's now left his government post, and he's a resident fellow of the American Enterprise Institute. I thought that was pretty interesting. Let's see. Vernon Jordan, who I think Bill Clinton even admitted that Vernon Jordan invited him to Bilderberg, but of course they didn't talk about NAFTA or anything like that. Let's see. Who else is on this list that's interesting? I just think it's definitely a who's who of the power brokers. And then every once in a while you see a media guy thrown in. Paul, what's your take on some of these media people? There's someone here, a journalist from LA7 TV in Italy, Lily Gruber.
Yeah, so it's not just U.S. media, is it? In fact, well, you've got the Wall Street Journal represented, you've got Washington Post, but then you've got a smattering of foreign media. As you said, LA7 TV Italy, you've got Le Monde out of France. So, I mean, they're just as complicit. Of course, Bilderberg mainly takes place in Europe. It only visits North America, you know, once every 4 years, probably. So a lot of the European media are complicit in this. And again, so far, there's been very little. There's been a Daily Mail article, a Washington Times, a Huffington Post. Big debate in Canada because the two politicians there are having a back and forth.
Yeah, over $19,000, which is chump change to these people.
Well, exactly, because she's attending in a private capacity, but the taxpayers are paying for it. That's why people are getting up in arms about it. But I don't believe she's actually on the list, which, again, I mean, she put out a press release saying she would be there, and she's not on the list, although I've only scanned it briefly. So, again, there's more people who are there who aren't on the list.
That is true. Here's an interesting name. I'm looking up some information on him right now. Fred Krupp, president of the Environmental Defense Fund. That sounds like it's got Agenda 21 written all over it. I'm going to do some looking up on this guy and see what we can find out. Peter Mandelson of Great Britain, member of the House of Lords.
Mandy.
Yeah. What can you tell us about Mandelson?
Oh, Mandelson's routinely there. He's there every year.
Everybody can just sit down and relax.
He kind of pops back in and out of British politics. He gets whacked down by a new scandal and keeps popping back up, and he's always hanging out with Rothschild on their yacht at Monaco. So he's an integral member. And, yeah, like you said, Fred Krupp, Environmental Defense Fund, which is a non-profit environmental advocacy group, which we know they're talking about that because that's why the Canadian premier is there to talk about, quote, ecological issues, sustainable development.
Yeah,
so they're talking about Agenda 21.
We'll come back to him, but I think we're going to go throw to Alex right now. Alex is on the scene in Chantilly 3.0, Bilderberg 2012. Go ahead, Alex.
Well, I was just going to pop in and let you guys finish your point, but then it'd probably be a good time for me to go through the intel I've gotten for moles inside Bilderberg, not Bilderberg members, but inside Bilderberg. And I think it'd be a good time for me to we're still live streaming, right, Aaron? Fantastic. We'll continue to give you shots. No, that's all right. You take a break. I'm just saying, let's aim it up the street like that. Perfect. Great job. We're going to continue to be streaming out here on the street. This is real journalism, real full-spectrum resistance to the globalist. Couldn't do it without all the supporters and listeners out there. You guys continue. I just wanted to let you know, coming up in the next segment, I've just got to collate this. I've got so many notes here. I've got what they're really discussing, not just the items on their agenda. We've never gotten more information because they're so rude and so mean to the employees inside and so hateful to their advance team. And they were so mean to people 4 years ago when they were here that we're just getting amazing, amazing information and intel on these guys. And we're absolutely kicking their butt. And it just feels so good in my heart, and I feel so humbled. and to see all these parents out here with their children, to see old people, to see young people, to see black people, white, Hispanic, Asian, who all just have the same light in their eyes of a desire for liberty and freedom and humanity beginning to wake up and unify against these globalists. Because this is a life or death situation that we're facing here. We've got to defeat these people, and it's so amazingly important. The shadow government, the shadow corporate fascist system that uses socialism to get us dependent, does not want us knowing. And so many, I ran into probably, wow, look at that plane with two propellers on the back. Isn't that weird and high-tech looking? You see that? We're Dulles. There's all these crazy aircraft going over. We probably should send people out to, what's the name of the one? Yeah, there's the Manassas is where they're really landing, and also the jetway. That's where it's all going. But we've got listeners out there as well, so it'll all get out one way or the other. But to realize that the globalists are attacking humanity, they don't just want to conquer us. They want to dumb us down and kill us. I mean, it's in their own reports. And, oh, yeah, back to the cops. I'd say 90% of the police are really good people. But then, finally, I was talking to, like, the second in command. And when he came over and started saying, yeah, I'm a listener, the head guy runs out of the bushes and runs over and goes, that's it. Stop talking to him. And I was just going, man, why are you guys, if somebody stops their car for 20 seconds out here in the middle of nowhere in this office park to let somebody off because you won't let people park around here, why are you giving them tickets? I said, come on, you wouldn't do that to a regular citizen. And he was about to say, yeah, you're right, we wouldn't. Of course, he was saying, well, I wouldn't. And so what's sick is the higher-ups of the Fairfax County Police are telling them to just absolutely hammer American demonstrators and the sacred First Amendment that people have fought and died for so hard that most countries don't have. Australia's banning free speech. I mean, I can't believe how fast this is moving. The globalists are doing this everywhere. You've got an illegal Logan Act-violating event. You got these military types and their black chargers driving in, smugly looking at us on a power trip because they jog and lift weights, know how to shoot a gun, and they serve the dark New World Order, so they're part of the winning club. You're not part of the winning club. Understand, even if you're delusional, you're not part of the New World Order. To all the yuppies that say, okay, put poison in the water. There's too many people. They're doing it to you, you idiot. Okay, even if you think that's the right thing to do, which it isn't. And then they say reduce population. Let's say there's too many people, okay, which is debatable. The globalist actual population documents, Memorandum 200 in the State Department, admit that if they just industrialize Latin America, Asia, and Africa, the people start having 1.3 kids like everybody else, and you'd have a population drop. Russia's having to pay people to have kids. All the industrialized world are dying. Instead, the globalists keep the third world in squalor. People have 7, 8 kids. Half of them die. And they try to give them bioweapons and chemical weapons to dumb them down. It's just evil. The globalists just like to hurt people. They like to exercise raw power. All the medical testing on the troops, all the medical testing on foster kids, I'm done. They're the enemy. And later, I'm going over there to bullhorn them when they really start arriving. Some of them are here now. To let them know, in no uncertain terms, that we understand they're murdering criminals, and we see them, and we're aware of them. And when they start releasing even more powerful bioweapons, everybody's going to know it's them. And no underground fortress is going to keep them safe. They need to understand that. We blast through their paradigm. We know the truth. By the way, they're having a fake event with George Bush Sr., George W., Obama, and all these globalists at the White House right now. And somebody showed me on their iPhone. I went and checked it. In fact, folks, look that up if my crew can do that. Meeting at the White House today. And just click Google NSA News. And they're all meeting over there because I bet you, like last year on the Friday and Saturday when Obama and Hillary disappeared, I'll bet you with the level of security here, the fences, the barricades, the SWAT teams, the bivouacs, everything they got set up, there is some bigwigs. There's some big mafia meeting stuff going on here right now. You better believe it. So this is incredibly important. Rob Dew, guys, you got any comments on that?
Well, I think I figured out why the Washington Post hasn't been covering Bilderberg, because they are over at the White House. Obama hosts former president's first lady's George W. Bush portrait unveiling. So they're going to have a portrait of definitely either the first or second dumbest president in the history of the United States unveiling his portrait.
It's so incredibly important.
Right.
What the portrait. Let's talk about the portrait.
Exactly. That's what's important.
Happening.
Yeah, not the fact that over hundreds of the biggest mafia heads are here right now meeting in secret. But we're exposing the light on them, Alex. We're letting them know we know who they are. And we're going to keep doing it. And, man, this makes me very proud to be part of new media. Because this is where it's all happening right now.
Back with
this is New Media.
Alex Jones, everybody else, Bilderberg 2012. Stay with us. We're going to be covering Key Info right ahead.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best durable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best for less guaranteed.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Friends, we are back live from Chantilly 2012 Bilderberg, and there's already now, it looks like, 200 people on this side of the, there's about 100 over on the other entrance. Just really amazing. People could take time out of the slave grid to get over here. And, of course, the local defense contractor businesses have these wide-open parking lots and other areas where we could park 4 years ago. Have got the police in there really freaking out on people and getting in their face. So they're doing whatever they can to keep people out of here. But most of the police I talk to now, that'll actually talk to us, our listeners, and are awake and know what's going on and know there's a crime syndicate inside. So that happened on tape earlier. We lost our live feed earlier. Yeah, so call them, Aaron, and tell them to call this camera, and we'll go live on Skype on this one. Or maybe you can call their Skype ID that way. Doing some directing here behind the scenes. We had a bunch of backup batteries, but ended up leaving them on the RV, but that happens in the fog of the info war. Let me start now so Paul Watson can get this and get reports out on it. And again, I want to commend the whole team for working double time, the crew back in Austin, the crew here, the crew in England, everybody and all the listeners. Let me go over in my chicken scratch some of the things that we're getting from our sources here. Herman Von Rumpy is going to be here. I don't know if he's on the list, but he's going to be here from Jim Tucker's source, which is impeccable. And they're trying to push a World Bank that you pay all your carbon taxes to. Again, we know this, but that's what's on the agenda now. How do they have the European Central Bank become basically the new global bank by imploding the countries but then posing as the savior, always getting people basically deeper into the quicksand? So that is coming up. Continuing here, we have reports on the front of something that they're very upset about is that their Law of the Sea Treaty to give the UN, that means the bankers that run it, control of the oceans to start taxing all the ships on the oceans, including our waterways like rivers, anything that touches an ocean. So basically most of the United States waterways, including lakes that really are reservoirs or dammed rivers, under UN control allows foreign corporations to come in and loot everything while harassing the living daylights out of local fishermen and people. In Mexico, I've been down to Mexico the last few years, no more little fishermen down by Cozumel and places, they're not allowed to fish anymore. They're that angry. But big, giant trawlers are allowed to go on the side of the shore and just scoop up whatever they want. Just total slavery. Agenda 21, your country being handed over to foreign banks through fraud. They create the fraud, have you sign on to it. They're very upset that their Bank of the World is in trouble, that their Law of the Sea Treaty is in trouble, even though they've had traitors like the former senator from Tennessee out there pushing it. They want to, again, accelerate the rollout of world government as the savior with three super blocks, Asia Union, European Union, North American Union, but integrate all those by stealth. They are really worried about resurrecting their carbon tax, so they're going to shift off of that, but just say a carbon tax is needed to save endangered species. We're now live on Justin TV, of the crew wants to be able to get that feed and put it up on our main page. We've lost our connection to the great folks over at Ustream, but we do have that Justin TV feed for folks that are watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. That feed is back up. Again, we'll have more live feeds out here later today. Again, Bilderberg was irate. We've confirmed that as we broke 2 days ago, that we have moles inside and that we learned the location so early and that there's so much media coverage. Though there's still somewhat of a blackout. There's WorldNet Daily, Washington Times, Drudge Report, InfoWars, and so many alternative media. It's really having a big effect. The Daily Mail, some of the European newspapers, a bunch of mainline Canadian papers are saying, hey, why is our premier down there pushing carbon taxes Agenda 21? So they're very, very upset over that. They want to accelerate Internet IDs. As Aaron Dykes noticed, one of the head Bilderberg people, a government regulator of the EU, was calling for a few weeks ago. That is confirmed a big agenda. They want that to be able to tax the web selectively, force people over to Internet too. That's highly surveilled and curtailed. That's a big part of the plan. You're getting directly from the moles, okay? Integrated from four different sources. Jim Tucker's mole, our three moles. And, of course, I should add, you also know that Esalen does have some connections into the highest banking order. Again, they do want a war, but they don't know how to sell it. And the military, the U.S. military, keeps balking at it, explaining that it's going to unravel. Russia threatening to nuke if any of these big wars start, or if any more missiles are rolled into Eastern Europe. That's got the globalists concerned. Not that Russia's good either. It's all corrupt big governments. China, they're all in double deals with each other. All these groups are interlocking, but all busy stabbing each other in the back as well. Man, I've been sweating so bad that a bunch of this writing got messed up my back pocket. Continuing here, we're going to go to break and come back. We're going to get final comments from Paul Watson on this, and then we're going to get Dew's comments, and then we're going to take a few calls. If anybody is out here on the scene, they're welcome to call in from the scene of Bilderberg 2012, or people even inside of you want to try to call in. 800-259-9231 if you're exposing Bilderberg 2012.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Attention all U.S. drivers. Do you own a vehicle with less than 150,000 miles with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all? In order to aid the American people with saving thousands on future auto repair costs during these hard economic times, VSC America is now offering an affordable low-cost coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage. Those who qualify will have all future covered auto repair bills paid directly to the repair shop for them. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included with all plans. All this at a fraction of what many dealerships are charging.
So call now for your free 5-minute quote and see if you qualify. The number to call is 1-800-493-7561. 800-493-7561. Again, that's 1-800-493-7561.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals, if you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes, with fatty meals. It can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
The next stop that we make will be
mine. You run it 2 feet? I want to play that 1984 clip. I want to play that Twilight Zone clip. That's powerful. Can you guys cue up Rod Serling? I think he makes a good point here. I think Rod Serling, who hated tyranny on record, should be with us here at Bilderberg 2012. So cue that up, and we're going to play that here for folks, and then get into some of their other agenda points and get Rob Dew's take on it after Paul Watson leaves us so we can get his next story filed. Do you guys have Rod Serling ready? Let's go ahead and roll Rod Serling. Here it is. Yeah, no, you guys had played it out. Go back to the beginning of Rod Serling. We're going to get him on air.
You're listening to the Alex Show.
Okay, here's Rod Serling. We're going to play that clip. And then we're going to go back into the agenda and the other stuff. That's fine, though. We're going to play it. So stop the music. Cue it back up to the Rod Serling intro. And because I liked it. I liked hearing it coming into Rod Serling. And we had two bumpers playing, which is great. This is live. This is awesome. For good luck, we're going to play Rod Serling. So we just stop the computer. And then we cue up Rod Serling. and we play it. It's now an obsessive compulsive thing I absolutely must have. Oh, boy.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the superstates that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I had to hear that. I mean, it's bad luck to have Rod Serling start and cut him off. That's the only person I want to interrupt. Okay. All right, going back to the crew here, I've got some other points I want to make, but before I get into my other notes I haven't covered yet, and there's more breaking, Paul Watson, any comments on what we're seeing and how historical this is?
Alex, it's completely historic. It's the biggest protest against Bilderberg ever. They fear the spotlight. That's what we're giving them. And people don't understand the extent to which people go. I mean, you were talking to some sniveling mainstream media journalist earlier who was saying, oh, what do you get out of this? What do we get out of this? I mean, people spend thousands of dollars. They get 2 hours sleep a night. Yeah, it's fun, but it's damn hard work. And we're doing what we can because the mainstream media refuses to cover it. So don't put it back on us. Let's point the finger at the real criminals.
Well, that's right. What do we get out of this? Yeah, I mean, Tucker Carlson sends people down here. I mean, I agree with you. What do we get out of this? We get freedom. We get our Second Amendment. We don't have drones looking through our back bedrooms. We don't have government saying what size toilet we can have. Mayor Bloomberg saying you can't have over a 12-ounce drink now. And again, the sugar is not good, but it's the GMO that's really killing us. They're like, everybody's starting to die. Ban sugar. Ban big Cokes. What about the mercury and stuff that's in those Cokes? Ban big coffees? Ban salt? Tell us the light bulbs and toilets. We can have home inspections. They ban free speech in Australia. $1.1 million fines if you criticize the carbon tax. Checkpoints everywhere. TSA going down our pants. Have you looked around? Tyranny isn't funny. And I was shocked. I thought it was like Wonka or something because they, you know, like the Democrats have had really stupid questions. And these guys are like, Alex Jones, you're making a lot of money off this, aren't you? And I looked at the guy and I said, yeah, we've been successful. We're trying to build a media organization. We're trying to build something to counter the globalist. I mean, I believe in what I'm saying. I don't want a world government. I don't want a new world order. The Bilderberg is real. And they're like, oh, yeah, they were so powerful. Why are you allowed to protest? I mean, it's like you're the libertarian big guys. You're supposedly Tucker Carlson. I remember Adam Kokesh with Adam versus the Man back during the Iowa caucuses. They come up and start talking to him, and he looks at him and goes, you're with Alex Jones. He's bleeping scary and starts cussing. And they're like, no, we're not with Alex Jones. And he just starts freaking out and blowing up. And if they're still here, I'll talk to him now. I just got in here, and they're like shoving a camera in my face. And I'm like, I'm here exposing a global mafia that openly says the UN's going to run our military. Now the Secretary of Defense is telling Congress that. The world government is openly being announced, and there's some sniveling Tucker Carlson people with effeminate disgust frothing in my face with real, palpable, shaking anger. And I'm like, I'm mad at the Bilderberg Group, but not even as mad as you are at me. You're just mad because you're a bunch of cynical establishment, fake left-right paradigm suck-ups who see libertarian freedom as a market. And you're mad that we're bigger than you, and you're obsessed with money, so you're like, I bet you're making a lot of money. Yeah, you know what, folks? We do need to be strong. We need to hire more reporters. We need to if people actually spent their money and bought nothing but organic, and spent their money and bought more guns as they're doing, we would defeat these people just by the checkmate of hundreds of millions of guns getting purchased in the last 10 years. I mean, we are winning. Liberty is still popular. That's why they want to shut down the free market, because if people start funding liberty with their their purchases and with their word of mouth, it's over. We've got people power. The globalists want a mega monopoly over media, over money, over energy to shut us down so that we can't struggle. And they're trying to get the vice grips, the straitjacket on us now. They're trying to put the chains on us. But we woke up, we're saying, you're not putting those chains on me. And they're like, how dare you not want to put chains on yourself? How much money are you making out of this? They want to change the subject. They're desperate. They said none of this existed. But the minute robber barons who want to be little media people like Tucker Carlson aren't able to co-op the Liberty Movement and aren't able to co-op Ron Paul as they've tried to do, they fail. And they fail miserably. And the truth is the people are waking up from across the political spectrum and they know the truth and there's no putting the genie back in the bottle. Paul Watson, continue.
And it's the same on the left. I mean, it's like Lawrence O'Donnell says to Luke Radowski, well, the Bilderberg Group, I've never heard it, therefore it must not have any significance whatsoever. Just because him and his sneering arrogance doesn't even know what it is, that must render it automatically obsolete. So it's the same on the fake right with a, you know, conservative Tucker Carlson, same on the fake left. And I just applaud all the people who are there because they've gone through the stress, the hassle, they've spent thousands of dollars. And it's a slog. It's hard work. I know because I did it last year. So I applaud everyone.
Exactly. But it's not just that. It's not just that they asked me sarcastic and mean questions. It was the demonic. It's not even. It's an insult to women. It wasn't effeminate. It was that. It was that metrosexual type male who is like, and it's like they're demons. They recognize that we're not demons. They're like, we'll get you from the gates of hell. You know, and like, no wonder Tucker Carlson's scared because they know we're not demons. He's like, he's scary. Because, I mean, you know, it's like, we see them. We see you. Hello, my little friend. Mama don't like tattletales. I've come here to do two things. That's kick ass and chew bubble gum. And I'm all out of bubble gum.
Yeah, Alex, I notice a lot of people out there have their sunglasses on so they can see, and we know that they live right now. And I think it's deplorable.
Exactly. And that was a little, Tucker Carlson's a little turd that was out here.
Totally.
A little Bilderberg bottom feeder.
How many no big contracts?
Was shaking with hatred.
Was it Carlson or one of his minions?
No, literally. Yes, I'm crazy, dear. So many sweet children out here with their parents. All right, I'm over here doing Tucker Carlson minion imitations.
Well, it's ridiculous. They try to get you right as you walk up, and they want to ask you those types of questions and turn the focus on how much money you're making off of this. Yeah, this is a money-making operation, but you know what? There's no corporate sponsorship going on here. There's nobody above Alex Jones. Alex Jones is where the buck stops, and he's out there in the field right now making stuff happen.
Exactly. They want to change the subject as if ABC and MSNBC with the Lockheed Martin funding and General Electric. Again, it's ridiculous. I just laugh at them. So, again, I haven't even in the last few days plugged any products here. I'm glad they reminded us. Folks, fill our gas tank, buy books, videos.
We got a shot over here.
At PrisonPlanet.tv. They absolutely hate it. Tucker Carlson cannot stand that InfoWars. It's like 8 times bigger than his website. They cannot stand it. God bless you, Webster Tarpley. I want to interview Tarpley here in a moment. Okay. Lord Tarpley, the supreme leader. All right, come on over here. Let's get you over. You're a little too trendy to talk to me these days. I don't do radio like this all the time. This is awesome. I'm wandering around with patriots everywhere that love liberty. This is awesome. Yeah. Feels good. Yeah. Come on, Tarpley. You just energize me.
Lost my voice.
Oh, it's all right. Get over here.
Okay.
I have the grand brain bug right here with me.
Okay.
All right.
I thought you were going to lay off.
Come on.
Can we go in the shade?
Yes, your lordship.
The ticks.
Anyways.
We'll fight this, man.
We tease Tarpley all the time and call him Lord Tarpley. Hey, I'll take you out to dinner tonight, buddy.
Thank you. I'm not sure. My wife is nearby.
Oh, I'll take her with you.
Well, let's see. Maybe it's possible.
I'm trendy enough for your wife to eat with me.
Yes, in principle, absolutely.
I'm joking. Anyways, hey, incredible rout of the globalists. They are running scared, buddy. They were going to call in a bomb threat until we discovered it. All right, Webster, here's the microphone right here. I want to...
That's a good shot, Alex, right there. If Aaron backs up a little bit, that's a good shot.
Coming back in just a minute.
Yeah, back up a little bit, and you'll have a good shot, they say. We're directing everything here on the air. Tarpley, how are you doing today?
Fine, thank you.
Here, I'm going to put the headset on you. I'm going to put the headset on you, and then you ask me questions.
Okay.
What do you think of this big event here we're having?
Well, it's useful, man. It is loud, huh? I mean, that's a little bit less loud.
Well, I'm partially deaf, Tarpley. Okay. Just enjoy it. No. We've got to get everything tuned just right for Tarpley. How do you turn this down, Richard?
I have to get in my backpack.
You cannot turn it down. Here. You don't have to hear it. Here, hold it up to the microphone. Enough.
Great.
Lord Tarpley, go ahead.
Okay.
Worldwide transmission. Go ahead.
Look, the Bilderberg... Bilderberg Group.
It is not a Cobra. Here you go.
It's 58 years old now. And these are the Atlanticists, right? This is basically the civil society of the NATO alliance. And it was started by the Nazi prince, Bernard of Holland, who was an official member of the SA and the SS. And he was joined then by others. His close friend, of course, Prince Philip of Britain, the guy who wants to come back and kill people in the form of a deadly virus. And over the years, you get a certain amount of European feudal aristocracy. You get bankers. You get finance oligarchs, financiers, right? This is the essence of the problem of the world, a private network that controls governments. That's the human condition, a private network of bankers. And, of course, you don't want to go for the cape. You want to go for the matador. And the matador is the private network that controls governments, right? Because we've got, so far as I know, we've got the Chancellor of Austria, Faymann, is here, right? We had the Austrian television people came.
The big Canadian premier?
Well, she's the Prime Minister of the state of Alberta, right? She's a global warming freak. Who else? We had some funny cases here, right? Somebody said he saw a wheelchair. That must be Kissinger. Somebody said, no, that was the David Rockefeller wheelchair. Somebody said, I saw Madeleine Albright, and somebody said, that wasn't Madeleine Albright, that was the cleaning lady going in for her shift. Some people are obsessed with the idea that Jay Rockefeller is going to be here. Others think that Robert Rubin lives here. I don't know about this stuff.
Well, Bernanke shows up a lot.
Fine.
Have you heard that Rothschilds and Rockefellers are merging their banking dynasty?
Yeah, fine. At some level, they're...
No, that's big news today.
Well, yeah, fine.
And Bloomberg's banning Cokes.
Fine. You can't go chasing after every little thing that happens, right? You got to have your own strategy.
The limos are coming in. We're going to go yell at them. But okay, let's go a lot. But continue. What do you make of Bilderberg?
Well, this is not what it was, in the sense that there was a time in the 50s when it represented, you know, most of the world, except maybe for Japan, which was in the process of rebuilding. Right now, NATO...
All right, well, we got to come back to you. Stay with us. The scum is arriving. Right. Come with us. Come with us. Right. Come with us, brave lad. All right, there's Webster Tarpley. Yeah, the limos are coming in. They're getting stuck up at the front. The police are getting mad. Hold on. Hey, Tarpley, come here.
Globalist scum arriving right now at Bilderberg.
Show's over in 10 minutes, but I'm going to go into overdrive with the internet streams at Infowars.com, so stay with us, all right?
It would be good to get a chair.
Yeah, okay, well, they made us get our car out of here.
And a shame.
Hey, where's your wife? I'd like to meet her. I know we're on the air, by the way, ladies and gentlemen.
If we let this get out of hand, this is going to be hell.
What is?
This is the Bilderbergers, you know.
Oh, the black women. Oh, they're the enemy. They're the absolute enemy. It's like Tarpley said, it's the Venetian black nobility control system. Again, a bunch of builder slimes are coming in right now off their jets. This is it. This is good.
You're going down, criminal scum!
I need my bullhorn. Oh,
there you go.
The elixir. Yeah, skip the break. A jet load of turds is coming in. Excuse me. I know it's a family show. I apologize. I'm out here in the heat. I'm getting a little wild.
You should be getting wild.
Globalist slime bags to put the poison in our water makes me want to throw up.
Exactly. These people are trying to kill us.
Poor Tarpley. I was getting him in an interview, and now he's running off.
He's in.
Hey, Webster. You can go sit over there in the shade. Where is Jacobson? I haven't seen him all day.
Finally, I got you.
Oh, we got to move across? All right. Come on over here. We'll do the interview. Yes, sir.
Finally, I can reach you, sir. I was following you all the time. I sent you emails.
Oh, great. We'll shoot an interview over here. I'm off the radio in like 10 minutes.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry.
Let's go here.
Yeah, but I got to bullhorn them when they come by.
Hey, Alex, I found an interesting name on the list from Russia.
Really? We got a Ruski on that?
Yeah, team? Garry Kasparov, the chess champion. Right there.
Are you getting the bankers over here? Yes, sir.
That's why we are here today, sir.
Really, why are we here today? Do you take over?
Yeah, I'll take over. So anyway, Garry Kasparov, the chess champion, is also chairman of the United Civil Front of Russia. And at first, I didn't believe it was the chess champion, and I looked it up with, you know, adding United Civil Front on there, and there he is. You know, he in 2005 he ended his chess career.
That's interesting, isn't it?
Now, what was that, Paul?
He's anti-Putin, given the fact they're talking about Russia. He's a political opponent of Vladimir Putin.
Well, there you go. That can make sense, that maybe they're positioning him to come in. He's got name recognition to maybe come in and oust Putin at some point. Because they tried an invasion during Bush's term with Dick Cheney leading that.
They've tried the color revolution as well, haven't they?
Exactly. And now they're picking people up for, I guess, spitting on portraits of Putin or any kind of protest now. They're grabbing people and throwing them in jail. So it's definitely the same old Russia that we remember back in the 80s with the Cold War. Here's an interesting one. Britt Harris, CIO of Teacher Retirement Systems of Texas. I wonder what they're planning on doing with the teacher retirement system. You know, everybody that's a teacher here that I know, my wife works at a high school. And everybody that's a teacher here, they love their retirements. All they talk about is their retirement. And so this could be some way, you know, they're looking to maybe take some of that money because it's very lucrative. Oh, yeah. In fact, I'm going to look up and see how much that is.
Retirement age and like they've done in Europe, possibly.
Totally. Yeah, yeah. Have the teachers working until they're 80 because it's not a out in the sun type of job. And then when they go to collect, it won't be there. And that's what I keep telling my wife. I say, you got to be careful. Be sure you diversify because it may not be there when you go to collect.
Completely.
Yeah, Teacher Retirement System of Texas.
There's a lot of newbies on there from what I can see. I'm going to have to go through the whole list.
There are. It's some interesting stuff.
I was
surprised to see the chess champion on there. Jessica T. Matthews, president of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. We know that, she is right there. If you watch the piece we did on Charlotte Iserby, when they first formed the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, one of the first things they did was write a letter to Woodrow Wilson telling him not to end the war too early. Does that sound like international peace?
Carnegie Institute's always pushing war.
Same
with Brookings Institute, they're represented at Bilderberg. They've been pushing the attack on Syria.
Well, that's just an example of hiding in plain sight. We create something called the Endowment for International Peace, yet we are pushing for war, and we have a direct line into the president during World War I, telling him to continue the war, not to stop it too early, because we need to make changes in America. And the changes they were talking about were changing us from a more of an independent nation to a collectivist nation. And you can see that's where we're at now. That's why we have jackbooted thugs everywhere and pot-bellied pedophile TSA agents groping us.
Yeah, while pastors are getting thrown in jail for saying spank your kids to discipline them.
We covered that last night on the InfoWars Nightly News. And tonight Mike Adams will be there. And also, I guess we're going to be going live. There's somebody, taking a cab. Must be one of the poor billionaires going in today. Let's see, did you cover John Kerry's going to be there?
Yeah, covered John Kerry. Of course, Edwards was picked as his running mate by Bilderberg. So
right. By Johnson.
Violating the Logan Act.
By James A. Johnson.
Violating the Logan Act.
We call James A. Johnson the vice kingmaker because he seems to be the one that picks out these vice presidents all the time. And he'll probably be picking out this year's.
Guys, go to me in just a minute.
Okay. Who's another one? Here's another one from California, CEO of Palantir Technologies. If you don't know from the Lord of the Rings, the Palantir was the all-seeing eye, and his name is Alexander Karp. Interesting. He formed his company with people from PayPal, and there was something else. I had something up on them. PayPal and Stanford computer scientists. So these guys are definitely, and they have two products, Palantir Government and Palantir Finance. Basically, they're a think tank, and they help people do things with their money, mega billionaires. So they're there either putting people together or making their own networks so they can, you know, keep their chokehold grip on the world economy. As you can see, it's imploding right now, and I think they're very happy about that. They're trying to control that implosion. Dick Gephardt. He was a former presidential candidate at one time.
Do you guys hear me?
We can hear you. Yeah, we're ready to go to you. Are you ready?
Yeah, and I didn't think I was talking to you on air. I've been talking to the other guys for like 3-4 minutes. I didn't know they heard me. I guess they just put me on air.
We heard you when you said you wanted to go to you soon. Go ahead if you're ready.
Oh, okay.
Or do you want us to keep talking?
Well, I don't even remember what I wanted to say now. The point is I just wanted to commend everybody that's out here and spent all this time and money to get out here. It's just amazing that all of this is going on.
The people's media, Alex.
Do what?
This is the people's media right here in action. People coming together and reporting.
It's called. That's really what it is. We really are. People always ask, what are you? We're the people's media.
Yeah.
And that's why there's such disdain by these media people, the mainstream and also the so-called alternative, like the caller people.
Those bow tie media.
They just absolutely hate this country.
Yeah,
and they'll cover just enough of the New World Order and say it's Obama, but they'll never get into how the Republicans are controlled by the very same thing. I mean, the power structure is really scared this country may wake up. I'm gonna commend the crowd. Ladies and gentlemen, we salute all of you here in defiance of this tyranny. And more people from across. Oh, thank you. A lady just gave me a gold coin. You're very sweet. I can't take that. You're very sweet. All right, brother. Well, thank you. Listen, all I can say is that it is so magic what's happening here. All over the world, the people are waking up to the private corporate mafia known as the Bilderberg Group that is overthrowing our country. The Bilderberg Group openly now says that our military is run by the UN and NATO. They're openly announcing world government. They are the enemy of this country, and more we are identifying them. The answer to their 1984 system is 1776. The answer to 1984 is 1776. It's amazing. Now, when I get off air here in a few minutes, we're going to do some live streams, and I'm going to address the Bilderberg crud. But they'll be arriving over the next 3 hours. This is the big thick of it. Did anybody recognize the scum in those limos we saw coming in? Good, good. And you're the folks with the Intel Hub, right? Oh, yeah, interviews you once on the radio. Good to see you, buddy. Yeah, that's super exciting. And we're going to do a lot of live streams out here tonight, and I'm going to try to interview Tarpley. He's just started driving in. Is Webster Lever, is he sitting off in the shade? Because we're going to go interview him on live streams as soon as the show ends. And then we're going to come back and do more. Paul Watson, crew, you guys have done an exemplary job. This has been total transparency media as well. Everybody's seeing the behind the scenes with live video streams at InfoWars.com. The Big Bilderberg List is up on the site. InfoWars.com is leading the coverage worldwide with DrudgeReport.com knocking down the big door for us, along with the Washington Times and WorldNetDaily.com and everybody else. I mean, look, they're smart at the Washington Times. They're smart at WorldNetDaily. They understand the people know about this. Of course, WorldNetDaily's been covering it for a long time. Drudge has been covering it for a long time. I mean, this is really happening. Looks like more cars are about to come in. Again, somebody just gave me like a quarter ounce of gold here. I didn't even have a chance to thank him because I'm on the radio. It's all right. I'll go thank him after the deal.
Hey, Alex, I have an idea. I think we could get people to take this list, since we published it on InfoWars.com, take this list and take one person on it and do a profile, send it in to writers at InfoWars with links to what you've written up, and let's start putting this up here. Let's get more information out on these people, and let's connect the dots, because that's the only way we're going to do it is if we do it ourselves. We can't wait for anybody else to do it.
I totally agree with you, and we're going to be going to break here, and I guess coming up, we're going to be coming back with one of the, I guess we better just go into overdrive here, ladies and gentlemen. Overdrive coming up right now. We're going to let Paul Watson get out of here so he can file another report right now. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com, and we are here with Free Humanity with the People's Media. Stay with us and get the word out about this.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.